Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. In the absence of a federal policy, it's states that are fighting climate change. Leading the effort are 10 northeastern states stretching from Maine to Delaware. In 2008, they banded together to form REGI, the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. It's a carbon trading program for power plants, a market mechanism that enables utilities to buy and sell emission credits so they can meet caps on the amount of carbon they're allowed to put into the air. But soon, REGI will be down to 9 states. New Jersey is pulling out of the regional pack, and lawmakers in at least 3 other states are squaring off to do the same. Living on Earth's Jeff Young reports on why REGI is on the ropes and who's really throwing the punches.
Republican presidential hopeful Herman Cain made a stop in New York recently, right in front of the offices of the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative.
It should have been RGGR, Regional Greenhouse Gas Ripoff.
Cain and other organizers called the gathering the REGI on the Run rally. Conservative opponents of climate change action are hoping to capitalize on their victory in New Jersey, where Republican Governor Chris Christie announced his state will drop the program by year's end.
REGI does nothing more than tax our citizens, tax our businesses, with no discernible or measurable impact upon our environment. In other words, the whole system is not working as it was intended to work. It's a failure.
David Littell disagrees. He's chair of REGI, Inc.
It absolutely is working.
Littell says the program has invested $700 million in clean energy and energy efficiency projects and achieved its other major goals.
We set a cap. We've now reduced carbon emissions below the cap. We also have set a price on carbon, which is one of our goals, and we've done that through the most effective market mechanisms.
Sorting out these conflicting claims is Emily Mazzacurati's job. She's a carbon markets analyst for a company called Point Carbon. Mazzacurati says it's true northeastern states have reduced emissions. They've already done better than the 10% cut REGI aimed to achieve by the year 2018. But Mazzacurati says that has more to do with the drop in the price of natural gas than the greenhouse gas initiative.
I don't think REGI can take credit for the fact that emissions fell, but REGI can take credit for having put carbon on the radar of those companies. And REGI has raised money and helped fund a number of significant programs in terms of energy efficiency and renewable energy.
Mazzacurati says the regional initiative set too weak a cap on carbon. That meant the cost of emissions, as reflected in the carbon credits that companies bought, was too low to really change behavior. Of course, that also means REGI's cost to consumers is very low. Fuel costs in the region are actually lower now than before REGI started. Mazzacurati says that makes Governor Christie's criticism a bit incoherent.
He said, well, prices are too low. It's not doing anything, but it's a horrible burden on our economy. And that's not really consistent. So that's why, in my sense, the moves that we see in those states is really driven by politics and not really by economics, because the reality is that the economic impact of REGI is very small.
With the failure of national cap-and-trade proposals, the regional system has become the political punching bag. Voters in northeastern states are hearing more ads like this.
It means higher taxes, lost jobs, and less freedom.
It's got to stop.
It's time to pull the plug on REGI.
The New Jersey state chapter of the conservative pro-business group Americans for Prosperity has spent about $200,000 for those ads and other efforts to fight REGI. Chapter director Steve Lonigan also organized the rally where Herman Cain spoke in New York, in hopes that other states will follow New Jersey's lead.
It's a small victory, but it's only a step in the right direction of putting an end to the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative cap and trade program in its entirety.
Americans for Prosperity is closely associated with Koch Industries, an oil refining and chemicals giant that's among the country's largest privately held companies. Lonigan says his state chapter does not get support from Koch Industries, but the national AFP does. David Koch has served on the AFP board. And it's not the only group affiliated with Koch Industries that's going after REGI. In New Hampshire, freelance writer and activist Dave Anderson found another example during an internet search of language in the state's bill to pull out of the regional initiative.
And what popped up was a reference to this legislative template produced by the American Legislative Exchange Council.
The American Legislative Exchange Council, or ALEC, offers conservative legislators model bills on key issues. ALEC's exact language against cap-and-trade programs showed up in legislation in six states, including the section in the New Hampshire bill that Anderson spotted.
It says, whereas there has been no credible economic analysis of the increasing cost of doing business in the state of, and then there's a blank. So in this case, they inserted the word New Hampshire.
Some of ALEC's major funding sources are tied to Koch Industries. A spokesperson for ALEC declined to be interviewed. Carbon market analyst Emily Mazzucarati says REGI is still going strong despite New Jersey's departure. The bill to pull New Hampshire out passed the state house but was rejected by the Senate. Repeal efforts in Maine and Delaware were beaten back in committee. And Mazzucarati says REGI is a pioneering model for other regional initiatives.
It is a successful experiment in the sense that also the sky hasn't collapsed. You know, the end of the world hasn't happened. There's a cap and trade running in the U.S. and it's okay.
REGI's most lasting contribution could be the efficiency investments it makes possible. The ventilation system of this new cancer research center on the MIT campus in Cambridge, Massachusetts, is a prime example. Project manager Jim May and sustainability coordinator Julia Ledovitz explain how they saved energy by having the massive intake and exhaust fans together.
We can run a glycol loop from the exhaust side to the supply side so that in the winter we can transfer the heat that we would otherwise be sending out to the outdoors to the air that we're, the cold air that we're bringing in from the outdoors.
And that exchange is about 55% efficient, and it saves us $450,000 a year compared to just wasting that heat.
The Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative enabled the utility to give MIT valuable incentives to engineer the building's efficient design, all of which is a bit odd given the building's name, the David H. Koch Institute. For Living on Earth, I'm Jeff Young.